Lagos, good morning to you. And finally, we're here. Lagos happened this morning. And we are well behind schedule. And thank God that we made it. And thanks to those who held the fort while we were trying to navigate our way to the studio this morning. These things happen sometimes. I know you've been in that position before, that you had everything planned. You even dressed for the job, looking all great. And then Lagos happens. And then you just have to start all over. And
when,
then
you get... when you say Lagos happened...
Lagos happens in many ways. Lagos happens in many ways.
So what was the situation at
this traffic, man? I don't even want to talk about it because I'm angry. I'm not happy about it at all.
I just want to.
Just because I have to give a reason. Someone has to hear why we're here this time. Yeah, that's why I'm saying it. If not, I'll just ignore it and just go on. So, guys, be that as it may, we are here, and it's a Wednesday. A winning Wednesday, good day. The devil wanted to spoil it, but no! It cannot be spoiled because it's a day... It's Queen's Day, and I'm not talking about the Queen of England, no. I'm talking about my Queen's Day, and the day in history this gift was given to humankind, to mankind, if you like.
Mm-hmm.
And this gift that will continue to live amongst us and with us for many, many, many years, at least for 100 years from now moving forward, was given to us.
Aww.
For those who do not already know what I'm talking about, I'll start by first of us saying happy birthday to my queen, the Lady Andrea Oduobi Chigozie, the one that God has blessed. Chidima, the one that is special.
I don't know the meaning of
Chidima.
God is good.
God is good. God has blessed the one, and God is good for blessing that one. Andrea Oduobi Teke, happy birthday, sweetheart. Well, I still have my full epistle, which, guys, look out for it. I will drop it on my social media page for that. But happy birthday. I said that already a billion times. I was the first to tell you. So I'm just doing this publicly for the first time today. Well, how are you, by the way? How does it feel like to be here older?
I'm very old.
You're very old. Straightforward.
Very old.
Okay.
Well, it's just like... every year, I get to ask myself the question of that, okay, yeah. So it's a new year.
Uh-huh.
And, or you're approaching a new year. Have you impacted, or what is that thing that you have done in the lives of people? Like, the years that you've spent, how impactful has it been? Have you done something about your paupers? Have you done something about, you know, why you're on the surface of this earth? So sometimes I just want to look back, okay, what have I done? Have I actually touched lives? Have I actually changed lives? You know.
Sure you have.
Yeah, so, yeah, basically.
Sure. You're in the business of touching lives, trust
basically.
Me. You have been in the business for a while.
Yeah.
Wow. I know.
I'm happy.
I want to know what the feeling. What does it feel like? I know you have said generally.
Yeah.
What does it feel like for you this morning? When you woke up this morning, how did you feel?
There was a song in my mouth.
Okay.
And I just kept singing the song.
You want to sing it? No, you can sing the song.
I'm sure that if neighbors were like listening, were like, "What is wrong with this woman this morning?"
Okay.
I was on top of my voice in the bathroom this morning singing Oluwa. Hey Toby. Hey Toby.
No, you have to sing it too. We have to sing it. We can't sing it. It's not a joke.
I sing it, Jack.
We have to sing it.
I'm sorry.
Really?
I'm not singing anything.
Anyways, it's your birthday, and that's for sure. Guys, so if you want to wish her a happy birthday, you have the right to do so. But that's not what the program will be all about today.
Mm-hmm.
No. It's Techie Wednesday, and we are going to have our Techie Talk.
Sure.
And I'll let you into the conversation because that happens the hour of 10 is when we start that talk, right, on Techie Talk, really. But for now, Lagos, what's the feel like? How are you doing when you waited 5 minutes past, 2 minutes past, and you realized that you didn't hear calling to Andrea? What was going through your mind? What's going on? I didn't know coming today. And all that. What was going through your mind?
Or did Lagos happen to you as well?
Uh-huh.
Or is Lagos happening to you as well? You know what we mean. Are you stuck in traffic at this moment?
Uh-huh.
What is going on around your lungu, like Collins would say?
Yep.
But I'm hoping that, or we are hoping that you're having a good day or a good time wherever you are. And for those of you who, today is also your birthday, that is, we're sharing the same birthday date. Shout out to you. I wish you a happy birthday. I pray that this year would be an exceptional one. I pray that, you know, those your silent prayers would be answered. All right? So let's have fun today. Today is more like a chill day for me. I just want to have fun. I don't want to hold anything in my chest. I don't want to carry anything right to my chest. You know, sometimes we go through the struggle of life and we carry it on our chest. Like, you know, we don't put it there. Why is it there, for God's sake? Why?
Is your chest the place for trouble?
I don't understand.
Is it a home where you keep trouble?
I don't get it. Why do you want to carry things up in the chest?
Michael, you know? Who's the first time caller?
Wow.
He's already on the line as we speak.
All right.
Before giving out the numbers. Hey.
What's up, Lagos? Who's on the line?
Yeah, what's up, Lagos? What's up, Lagos?
Yes.
What's up?
Cheers to life. Welcome.
Cheers
to rise.
Oh, my, oh, my.
Oh, happy birthday.
Yes, sir. Thank you so much.
Happy birthday. Wish you many more years to come. Wish you many, many more years to come.
Thank you so much.
I'm the first time caller. I'm very happy to wish you well. I'm the first caller to wish you well.
That's right.
Many more years to come. It is on record, man.
Song Golo I to be, that's my best song ever.
Really?
Wow.
Yeah, wish you many more years in good health.
Thank you.
Be the mother of your child.
Amen.
Absolutely.
All right, enjoy your day, man.
All right.
God bless you. Oh my God. Michael starting the day with celebration. Nebuka is on the line.
That was a song that just came to my spirit this morning. And I was just singing it on and on and on and on and just going on and on and on.
Oluwa, etobi, etobi, etobi.
Kuseni tole fi.
Why not? Come on. But you could do this thing now. That's unfair.
Excuse
you're actually
you?
Hurting me now. But it's
hot
fine.
What?
It's your birthday.
Moving on. Ebuka is on the line. Hi. And he's in transit. Hello.
Happy birthday to you.
Yeah.
Happy birthday.
Yeah.
Happy birthday to you. Wish you long life and prosperity, man.
Amen.
What?
Thank you.
Oh my, oh my.
Yes.
Just alive.
Alive. Mm-hmm. Wow. Andre.
Yeah.
Secret. Colin. Yeah. Super America.
Wow.
Okay, take care. Make a no go.
Thank you so much.
Say, wow, Colin.
Yeah.
Your lovely wife. New year, new leaf, new
money, new level, new everything.
Money. I'm back again.
Yes.
I know.
Hey,
your family is so in the Lord. You know, that's it. Hello, Toby. Toby.
Toby.
Don't go
and mix Igbo with your vowel. Because it's always, anyway, it's great to know that more calls coming in. We haven't given out the number. Ifeoma is next.
Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Mr. Collins, it's not Ifeoma, it's
Ifeoma.
Ifeoma,
help me to teach him.
No, sorry, it's Ifeoma. Ifeoma.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you, Andre.
Happy birthday
to you. Thank you. What's up?
Thank you so much for calling. God bless you. Lena is on the line. Who gave them the number? Hi, Lena. Good morning, Lena. It's also a first-time caller.
Ah.
Another first-time caller. All for Andy. Man, trust me. But we have not launched the program.
Hello.
Hello. Good morning.
Good morning, Lena. How you doing?
Oh, I'm doing great. I'm a first-time caller on you guys' show, but I follow you guys a lot.
Oh.
Wow. And I call in other shows.
Oh, wow. Thank you.
Yeah, you're a great couple, both of you. Uh-huh.
Thank you.
Yeah, I want to sing that... what's the
song
you raised, right?
Etobi.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, my voice is kind of weird.
It's okay. We like weird voices. We like it.
Oluwa Etobi, Etobi O Foteke.
Hey!
Oluwa Etobi, Etobi O
Folina
Foteke. Happy birthday, Madam Cheke.
Thank you. I want to say happy birthday to you.
I wish you whatever you wish yourself.
All right.
Thank you.
God bless you. And thank you for the song, really, indeed.
Hi, hello.
Hello, what's up, Lagos?
What's up?
What's up, Lagos?
Chess alive.
Chess. I'm happy hearing your voice.
Man, I was expecting her to take it from here because one of our favorites and had to be played this morning to celebrate this lady. Since you guys decided to kickstart the show that way, it's okay. We love it that way. But it's still the Wednesday where we have a techie talk and the conversation is still very much going to come to the fore right now or to listen to the radio station. It is Nigeria's number one for talk, 99.3 Nigeria Info, 10:38. That's what says the time. And I have a beautiful... No, you don't call beautiful that kind of voice. The beautiful. By my side, happy birthday again once again.
Thank you.
That's one of your favorite songs, right?
Yeah.
Why?
Yeah, I don't know. It's just a show of gratitude, you know? I'm sure that you can hear from the sound of my voice that I'm super excited. I'm just blessed.
Mm-hmm.
So blessed.
That's right. Well, Buchi, thanks for all that. Indeed, as we proceed this morning at... it's time for us to lay the foundation right so we can start our conversation on our techie talk today.
That's right. Now, there's this very interesting, I would say that it's one of the most used app in the world.
Mm-hmm.
Like, globally, it's one of the most used app. And I'm sure that, I mean, there's just a few people that would say, no, I've never used it before, but I'm sure that the people find their loved ones there. You know, they go on that app, they meet the rib of your rib, the bone of your bone, and you know, something beautiful sparks from there. Now, you'll be wondering, what kind of app is this babe talking about? Now, it's something technology has brought to us, and of course, this is Techie Talk, and we talk everything technology. So you want to tell them that particular app?
No, I mean, I'm not particular about the app. I'm particular about the experience of technology, you know, how that it has enhanced relationships in both ways. And I'm really interested in knowing, making relationships or connecting with people generally, and how that before long became a platform where people... you know, do not only connect for business, but also connect to find love.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And pretty much our conversation today on Techie Talk would be around online dating for them to share their experience online dating. And there are several apps like you talked about.
There are several apps, of course.
But let's not forget to give the credit to Facebook. Facebook is the very first. No, high five, Abby.
Is Facebook the very first?
No, Facebook is not the very first, but at least the one that actually helped people, where people find love and all that.
Yeah,
and
that's
that,
right.
But there was Yahoo Messenger before Facebook, actually.
Mm-hmm.
Yahoo Messenger, that year.
There was Tugo as well. I don't know if Tugo came same period Facebook came.
No, I think...
Facebook came before Tugo.
Before, yes. Oh, okay. Facebook is a legend. But, you know, the real legend.
Yeah.
The real legend. I know guys talk about all that as you pursue, go back in time.
Yeah.
If you ask me, the real legend used to be Yahoo Messenger. Yeah. I mean, Yahoo Messenger was like, you know, most Africans relate to that because to me, that's like the first place where people could chat, you know, before BBM.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Yahoo Messenger was where people could chat. When someone is online, you wait for someone to online. So it's not online. You chat, have conversations, you know, find love.
Yeah.
You know, I had that personal experience. So we would like to share your online dating experience, specifically for those who found love online.
Online.
You know what? Did you? Have you? And we know there are always two sides of the story. There's always the side of those who say, man, I thought it was this, or the person lied to me, or it ended up being this. There are those who would say, man, I found love. You know, yeah, like, but, play. We have children. We're married now.
Yes.
And all that. And
for some people, it turns sour. For some people, it grows to be something beautiful, just like you mentioned, having children, right. You know, getting married and having children, what have you.
Yeah.
There's also been cases where people meet scams. People meet pro stars.
Yeah.
People meet, you know, killers, serial killers from, you know, these platforms. And, you know, we're not praying that that's anybody's portion, but yeah, it happens.
All right, good. Would you consider, you know, if you're single right now, have you considered an online dating app? Have you considered going online to find love?
Mm-hmm.
What was your experience? Or you've never thought of it? Maybe when you hear stories of others, you probably change your mind.
Mm.
Are you one of those who doesn't believe in, well, no, online? I have to see the person physically, one-on-one. Let me touch flesh and bone.
Yeah.
I know that it's a human being.
Mm.
Before you're going to be dating ghosts, I don't know.
You know, some people even prefer to, like, let me meet the person, you
face
know,
to face.
Physically than meeting the person online.
Can you say yes to someone online?
For a date? Like, if you're...
Can you say yes? Depending on what the yes. Well, like, someone proposes to you online, would you say yes?
Proposes marriage?
Yeah.
No, that's too far. Let's start with us meeting now. Let's start with us, you know, hanging out.
You guys can hang out virtually now.
We could, yeah, let's hang out. Let me even see the face.
Okay,
yeah.
If you guys hang out virtually and have conversation, you feel the vibe, there's this connection, yeah. And the person kneels down from the other side.
Yeah.
So would you marry me?
No, not kneel down, I beg. Don't kneel down.
Okay, stand up.
Don't even go close to it. This is just me, right? Don't be close to it yet. Just, you know, let's vibe. Let's have good conversations.
Mm-hmm.
Let's talk. Let's just have fun. Get to know ourselves. Crack some jokes.
Mm-hmm.
I really do like a guy that can make me laugh, you know.
Do I make you laugh?
Because I love to laugh. Yeah.
Yes, I do.
Are we going to be together if you cannot make me laugh? After you talking. So yeah, that's actually very important.
Very important. So for how long should you vibe with someone online before you say yes, before you finally move on,
mm-hmm.
before you finally give up, start opening up?
Yeah.
How much are you ready to open up with someone who's chatting you online?
That's right.
How much are you ready to give up? Some people go as far as doing everything, you know, online. And all that.
You know, you mentioned that there is Facebook. There's also Twitter. People meet on Twitter.
Yep.
You know, get to know themselves. In fact, people do, what's it called? Open, is it auction they call it? They tweet and say they need a boyfriend, or they tweet and say they need a girlfriend. If you are cute, if you are this particular, you know, they have this standard
criteria.
And then you meet the criteria. Or they say, take a picture of yourself and I'm going to pick randomly. In fact, I've seen that happen where some guys will start saying, I'm good for you. I have this, I have that. You know, there's a trend, you know, on that picture of a girl who says she needs a boyfriend. You see, you know, guys who are tweeting back at her saying that they are going to hang out. And she's going to pick from, you know, any of the random guys who have reached out to her. But, you know, there's also specific apps that are basically for dating. The likes of Tinder. They are basically for, you know, dating. People go there to find love. I think there's a new one now. I'm trying to remember which particular app. It's been, you know, it's quite new and it's been on, you know, advert all over the place.
You know of a dating app?
Yes, I do.
You've been going to the dating app?
Hello.
No, just curious.
What am I looking for there? Killer what?
I'm just saying.
Killer what, kitty? Have you heard they say that? What am I looking for there? You know, yeah, but people do, you know, go on dating apps for different reasons, right? There's, I mean, you guys can, you know, update me with these dating apps. I don't really know a lot of them, but yeah, I know Tinder for sure.
So you can say, well, today's conversation is pretty much for the singles. You'll be absolutely right, because we are giving you the opportunity to, you know, talk to us your experience. Have you tried it? Have you dated someone online? You know, sometimes Facebook used to cast people. Sometimes.
Yeah, I know.
Sometimes I went back to my Facebook and I saw messages of 2008, 2009. You know, me chatting with random people.
Carlos, good one.
Chatting with random people and different babes and the things. We're going back and forth, different conversation. I could see the naivety. I could see the ignorance in some of our conversations. And I'm sure some of those people, right, Shame not going to let us don't even chat ourselves back up like, hi, because we'll go to those meetings and be like, did I say this?
Yeah.
I mean, I acted this way. So yes, we all have these experiences in our lives. Mm-hmm. And we indeed jointly think that it's going to be a great conversation if you're ready to roll.
You're looking good, by the way. I didn't mention, if you're not streaming us live, you're missing a lot. Like, just take a glimpse. Just look at this hot chocolate that we're having, you know? Oh my goodness.
It's all about you. I was inspired. My outfit is inspired by your outfit.
Really, no.
You know when you know that you had planned this outfit, you chose to wear this outfit earlier.
Yes.
And when you did, you of course used to dress for me first. Say, how do I look?
Yeah, yeah.
And I said, okay, that's good. Even though sometimes I'm like, why are you asking me?
You know. You look good.
But I was inspired by yours. So
you
know, that's when I say ladies, when I say I look good, it starts from you. I mean, the looking good starts from you. Guys, check her out. We're pretty much looking like we're wearing this almost the same colors.
It is the same color.
Yeah, same color, but she looks gooder.
It's okay.
Whatever is on your mind, I used to say, I say gooder. G-O-D.
Why you put yourself on the spot now? Who's asking you?
G-O-O-D.
Who's asking you for?
E-R is what I said. Whatever you heard, you don't want to
know. Yeah, so we're going to put up the phone lines right now. We want you to share your experience with us. If you have tried any of the online dating, that is, did you find love online? Have you fallen for a guy or a girl online without meeting them? I think I have. Oh, Jesus. I'm going to share my own story as well. It's going to make you laugh.
Yeah.
Anyways, hit us up 0700-993-993-993. And if you're a lady just like I am, hit me up 01465-7190.
All right, that's a number. The phone lines are buzzing like Bob Marley, the jamming. But we go back to the calls. And for WhatsApp messages, you can send to, we have a list of them.
Wow.
You can send to 0809. That's 0809-597-5805. 0809-597-5805. Now, there is a message I want, a public service announcement. A gentleman, his name is Larry. He's Larry Orire. He, you know, took a bus from Madwa bus stop here on the Lake Yekpa Express Road to Obalindi and lost an item. And this item is very important. You know, they say art. Art is, you can't price, it's priceless. So he lost an artwork titled Guitar Man. It was produced by Adubi Makinde Midas. And it's oil on canvas, if you know what I mean. Oil on canvas. Use oil to draw on the canvas. And the size is 40 by 72 inch. And he says the painting is about a man with white hair and white shoes sitting on a chair with red guitar. And, you know, so a man sitting with red guitar. The painting color is milk and red with tonic wine color. So please, anywhere you are, Ejowo, if you can find it, call this number and reach Larry on 0809-162-7737. 0809-162-7737. Reach out, please. At Nobuyugeta, please. Don't go and sell it. Please, in the name of God. I don't know I'm saying please, because I have a feeling like people just take it and go away. I had to make the announcement. All right, we need to go back to the call. Sorry, I had to do that.
Hello?
Oh, what's up, Lega?
What's up? Chest alive.
Yeah, save the tears, get the rest.
All right.
Happy birthday, Andrea. Happy, happy, happy birthday.
Thank
you know, the thing is, Collins looks good, but you make him look gooder.
Oh, don't leave me.
Yeah.
Don't leave me.
Happy, happy birthday to you. Have a beautiful birthday. I'm sure Collins will make it beautiful on behalf of all the...
He's got no choice.
Yeah. Exactly. So, online dating. I was kind of glad that Andrea mentioned Tugo, because I met my husband on Tugo.
On Tugo? You met Tugo or Tinder? Tugo?
Tugo, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I met my husband on Tugo. It was weird. I met him on Tugo. We talked for about, vibe or whatever they call it. Talking stage. We did that for about 1 month, I think, about a month. Yeah, we did that for about a month. We met in November. We spoke and talked until like December. And then January, one day, we just decided that, see, let's not deceive ourselves. This talk has already moved to the next stage. So what do you think?
Yes.
And then we started dating. I think we did that for, we did it for like 6 months online before I actually ever saw him at all.
Wow.
Six months.
Yeah.
Not even his picture.
No, I saw his picture.
Oh, okay.
Maybe doing blind business. I saw his pictures.
Wow.
And
he was your spec.
You know the thing, you know this thing they say, Andrea, like you meet somebody and as a woman, you sort of have an instinct. The first time I saw his picture, I knew she was going to be somebody important. I don't know where it was going to end up as husband, but I knew that this person was going to be
there
very
is always
important.
A knowing.
Exactly. So I just knew. And I told my mom, because I'm very open with my mom. So I told my mom about it. My mom was like, are you sure you're not dating ghosts? I don't understand this online something. Who is this online? And he was so insistent on, whenever I come and see you, I want to meet your mom. I want them to officially know that, you know, we have something together. So that this is not, like, I'm not here for jokes. I'm like, oh, okay. So yeah, officially meeting him was really nice. I think there was no awkward vibes. I met him the very first day he came. He came all the way from, he was in Port Harcourt then and I was in Kano. So he came from Port Harcourt to Kano to see me. And when he came, I saw him. He came in the morning. I went to meet him so we can take him to a hotel or something. Yeah. And I saw him. I was like, welcome. Do I help you? Chabaka was like, yes, this one. I'm tired of carrying it.
That's real.
It was so natural. So yeah, we did meet online. And nice. I mean, we dated for almost 5 years before we finally come, right? And so far, it's been nice.
Great to know. Nice. Wow. So that's some good news to those who have worries. Thank you, Rafayat. For sharing with us your experience.
Such a beautiful experience. On to go.
Mustafa is on the line. Hi, Mustafa. Oh, my Mustafa gone.
Hello.
Okay, we lost Mustafa. He waited for a while.
We did not lose him. We lost
the call. That's right. 0700-993-993-993. Okay, great. We're still at that time of the month that Muslim faithful are observing the Ramadan fast. And I won't lie, I can only pray for you and say God give you the muscle to go through that. And I had to mention that just so, by the way. We're waiting for the end so that we can eat the ram. What's up, Lagos? Good morning. Well, this is a beautiful birthday day right here in What's Up, Lagos. And we are live on Techie Talk discussing online dating. My name is Collins. Deke, not alone, never alone.
That's right. We're still right here.
That's right. So we go back to the conversation now as we proceed with the gists on online dating. Apologies to the last caller. You know, your call came in just when we had gone to break, and unfortunately so. VK, I don't want to believe VK has still been waiting there.
I've been waiting.
Wow! Caller of the season.
I tell you.
Caller of the year.
What's up,
Lego? Wow. Yes. BK, I didn't believe it. I never expected it.
Like, I'm the first time caller, so I'm like, no, I don't want to try again. And my call enters voicemail.
Wow.
Thank you so much.
Thank you
much.
So much.
You're welcome.
Wow.
Happy birthday, Mrs. Teke.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
So, Collins, you know, I have a confession to make. I really used to beat you, like, the way you call your name, Collins. I'm like, this guy, what's up now? Say the Teke, and you take us to waste, like, forever. But I'm used to it now, no? I'm used to it now.
I know, right? Man. Right.
So, God bless you, Mrs. Teke. God keep you. Thank you. Wow. Many more years of love.
Amen.
Happiness. Amen. Joy.
Yeah.
Plenty money.
Yes. Amen. Yes. Coco.
Peace and abundance, grace.
Amen. Thank you.
I love you both together.
We love you too.
You guys are making us jealous. It's like Colin's always toasting you every other day.
I know, right? What's up
now?
Yes, Ken.
He doesn't know. Colleagues, you're making us jealous. Waiting.
No, hey, just appreciate. Thank you so much, VK.
So, talking about online dating, yeah?
Yep.
Okay, so I met my partner on WhatsApp.
Wow.
How did he get your number on WhatsApp? Was it a WhatsApp group?
Was it group?
Oh, no, it wasn't a group. So something happened. I asked someone for my an alumni's number, actually my class rep then in school. Okay. And then he called the number, and there was a digit missing that I didn't know. So I thought I heard maybe three or something. Hmm. And then I dialed the number. The person wasn't picking, and then I went on his WhatsApp. And I was like, Sunday, what's up? I need this info for something, something. And he was like, you didn't respond, but I knew the person read the message.
Hmm.
And I said, respond now. So later in the evening, I started him up again, and he didn't say anything. So the next day, he was like, I saw his message, said, I'm not Sunday, please. I think this is the wrong number. I said, no, this is the number that was giving me, you know, and that was how he was like, oh, I'm not Sunday, my name is so-so, and all that. So we forgot about it. After like 2 weeks, he said, okay, since I'm not Sunday, can we just be friends?
Okay.
Wow.
And that was how we became friends. Wow. And I was new in Lagos then. I was like, okay, let's just be friends. So that's it. My mind didn't even go to say, oh, this guy is going to be... So from there, we became friends. We exchanged pictures. I saw him, okay, he was a nice guy, handsome, cool. And that's how we met. And 7 years down, we're married.
Wow!
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh,
like
my God.
I'm glad to be in our part met.
Wow.
So.
Man, shout out to WhatsApp.
I mean, shout out to WhatsApp. Interesting.
Connecting people. Wow, this is a beautiful story. We love it. We wish you the very best. Yeah. Just like you prayed
thank
for
you
us.
Very much.
We pray for you. The very best indeed. And thank you for the patience you exhibited, calling and waiting on the line. God indeed bless you. Have fun, VK.
Have fun.
Yeah.
Bye. Thank you. Bye. Bye.
Wow. What a human being. if half of us can exhibit that kind of patience in our lives, trust me, we'll go fast.
She waited for how many minutes?
Almost more than 10 minutes.
Yeah.
That's so much love, man.
Thank you so much. We appreciate it.
Yeah, indeed.
We're still talking online dating. Uh-huh. And it's quite a very interesting conversation. And we're happy to hear that a lot of people, or most people that we heard from, they met their life partner on social media.
Yep.
Now, social media, I mean, like the name implies, social, that is to interact with people, socialize with people. Now, over the years, it has become an avenue for lasting relationships.
That's right.
Now, according to Elite Singles Magazine, we have 37 top dating apps. But in Nigeria, the ones that people use a lot to mingle, the single Pringle people, shout out to Dikpo, we see you. All right, it's Tinder, Facebook.
Why
no, no, I mean...
He's single.
He understands what I'm saying.
Okay.
Dikpo, we are communicating in the spiritual.
Dikpo, you have been talking to my wife in my back.
It's not none of your business, sir.
Okay, ma, sorry.
I don't understand.
Sorry. Dikpo, don't worry. So ever. Show is over. I'm coming for you.
Anyway, there is Tinder. So, I mean, Dikpo, if you're listening, you can be a part of Tinder. You can be a part of Facebook, you know.
Leave Dikpo. Dikpo, get big behind you.
If you understand, you never can tell. Anyway, there's also Bado, and there's Christian Mingle, among many. Oh, he has got a clay head. Come.
You're just in my bed, my back.
Look at the way. Oh my goodness.
No.
Oh my goodness.
You want to toast my baby?
Wait, you've not even allowed me to say happy birthday to you.
Okay. You want to say happy birthday? Okay.
I might even say happy birthday to her.
Okay.
But I like I like your attire.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. She inspired
me. We're twinning. You're touching fire. It's fire.
Happy birthday, Andrea.
Thank you so much.
I don't know. What is it too much?
Okay. Okay. You're looking really nice.
Happy birthday.
Like, you need a clean, you know, clean cut.
Clean cut.
Yeah?
I just wanted to, you know, look
great.
Oh, my people.
But you hear the people getting married through online. What are you thinking?
I heard some.
Have you tried online dating before?
Maybe I'll try. You know.
You have never tried.
You said that two of you will not be calling me single people. On Lagos Radio. Ah, hey, oh me. My handle is at Olawari, just in case.
Oh, eventually.
And I'm a fine boy.
Yes, yes. Even if he says so himself.
Yes. I'm a fine boy.
You know,
the interesting thing is because I sit down every day and I watch these people, and sometimes they are doing all this lovey-dovey.
Yeah.
Some of those times when we go on break, when you people don't see what's happening inside the studio, I'm always there watching and I'm like,
God, when?
It's like, God, when? And yesterday, two of them were just stroking me like,
wow.
Got married.
We want you. I mean, you deserve it if it's a choice, though.
It is.
You know, we just.
You're one of those that want it.
You would find one.
You'll find one.
You'll find the one that is so fine and nice
to be single, actually. Ladies, what are you waiting for? All of you, Gareth,
please say your handle again.
At Olawari, Olawari.
Comfort, are you writing it down? His handle.
Comfort, really, you can't just pretend for be like, okay, if somebody in the studio is already saying this thing, it must be true.
Comfort, what did he say? This come for your character. Come for your character. Let me see your face. Anyway, thanks, Deepo.
Thank you so much, Deepo.
Man, online dating is what we're talking about on Techie Talk. It's no serious conversation. Don't call me and bring it. Don't bring any worries here. Keep your worries somewhere far away. You can tie them up in a scream and let them out by saying, "What's up, Lagos?" Yeah, we accept that. Mm-hmm. But don't allow the worries to affect your life and your joy, your happiness.
That's right.
Do not. We're not allowed that. That's what we're not allowed.
Mm-hmm.
But let's talk about online dating. I have a lot of experiences, online dating experiences, which I'd like to share.
Okay.
But I think we haven't had enough. Let's hear from Lagos. A lot of messages coming in on our socials.
Yeah.
All right.
And there are a few questions that we would love to ask you.
Okay.
What will you do if you found your partner on a dating app? A partner, not your partner, a partner. Yeah. Mm. And then can you marry someone you met online? And if you are being, you know, you've been patronizing these services, that is the online dating apps, how has your experience been?
Uh-huh.
And how has this form of technology enhanced relationships?
That's right.
So do share your dating experience, your online dating experience. Yes.
All right, more calls coming in, but I think we should do justice to the messages before we go back to the calls.
Okay.
All right, let me start with this one. It says, good morning, Collins and Andrea. Odobi Teke. What's up, Lagos? First off, happy birthday to my best OAP damsel, Andrea.
Oh, wow.
May this new age of yours mark the beginning of better things to come in your life.
Mm-hmm.
Wishing you many more years of happiness, long-lasting joy. And you put ice cream. Okay. You love ice cream. Thank you so much. Okay. Online dating. Hi. Here. Is that high on here? Here. Or more, truth be told, I once tried it back in 2013 and it wasn't funny. Hmm. Imagine me spending sleepless nights, talk. I beg, I can't do it again. I even begged to see her. But auntie made me to understand that she feels me more online than if we meet in the physical. Online dating is not really for me, but I do enjoy flowing with someone I met online. Big congratulations to Team Delta. I'm proud to be a Deltan. Yeah, shout out to you. And the guys, it's really a gory sight to behold in Calabar, the dead bodies that were
we
found. Thank you so much. Once again, happy birthday, Andrea.
I love you and more light.
It's love and light from the People's Paradise in Calabar. That message is coming from Calabar. Thank you so much for the message.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
There are a lot more text messages. I will take this. It's coming from Joshua. Joshua says, what's up, Lagos? Yes, cheers to life. Happy birthday to the queen of content.
Yeah.
You're indeed a blessing to our generation. May God keep and strengthen you more for us. Enjoy your day and have fun.
All right. Odinaka Charles says, good morning from here. My name is Odinaka Charles from Ikurudu. Dating is said to be the come together of both the male and the female to fine-tune things about each other. If it will work together before stamping themselves
as one, all right? Well, as for me, I date with respect and I always like to praise my spouse anytime she's around me, and I would not like to have a bad date.
That will hide everything bad about her.
That will hide everything bad about her. Just because she wants to come into my life to explore the bad things in her life. So bottom line, you're saying that you prefer physical.
Yeah.
That's what I can make from that.
Some people would say that, you know, when you're online, you're dating online, the person is not telling you or showing you their full self. Some people put up a front. Some people are not being real. But just like, is it Vicky says? You would know when you see a person. She said when she saw him, she knew that it was somebody important.
Yeah. Oh, was it Vicky?
Rafiat. You would know when you see the person, right? You would know, you would feel that this person is being real. Except yourself, you're being in self-denial. You just want to be in a relationship. You just want to have somebody. Except you're being in that self-denial. But when you see and hear a half conversation, deep conversation with the person, you can tell the person is being real or not.
That's right. That's a fact. Well, more messages on Facebook. Another person here says, happy birthday. Let me just move on. Come on, who's this? Let's go there quickly. It says, all right, someone is watching us from Imo State. Shout out, how's Imo State? That's Jeff at Lee Young saying, I'm watching from Imo State. Thank you so much. Are you guys husband and wife? No.
Brothers and sisters.
No. Or married on the show? No, we are. Eriola, somebody has answered you anyway, so I don't need to respond to that. Well, Godwin Dakpong. It says, okay, your commentary, I saw your message. Mercy Ibiri says, thanks. Wow, what's going on here? The message that was eluding me, like moving away. Yes, the Queen's birthday. Cheers to life. Is it cheers to life? I don't know. May you live long to enjoy the fruits of your labor. Happy birthday, sweetie. And that's coming from Ajimosun Dayo, Hellenic Bello. Thank you for that. Babs. Oh boy, this message, I need to conceptualize it fully before taking it. We wish you many happy returns. Happy birthday. Hope you may. You'll be healthy and strong all the way. Strong to do right, slow to do wrong, and thoughtful for others all day long. Happy birthday, Joe.
Thank you. Take
care, Dimiji. Kayode David sent in that message.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Kayode.
Thank you so much.
All right, I so much admire this couple, the Teke family. All my white colleagues in the office know 99.3 is my best station, and they all get used to it. I'm watching you guys live, and I'll say happy birthday to the beautiful woman there. This is my first ever time to text Tekes. Read my text, oh, you two are blessed. Oh, Bassi Enne, thank you so much. And shout out to every colleague of yours that are now fans of the Love Nigeria Info. We're here for all of you.
All right, we have messages here. This person is saying, hello, Nigeria Info. Well, my case is different anyway. I see this guy in my street as soon as I see him. I just have a soft spot for him. You know, I can't just ask him out, so I just asked a friend of mine for his name. So I went on Facebook to search for him. After that, I saw him, sent him a friend request and message. Well, till now, he hasn't replied nor accept my friend request. Tommy says, she's saying, happy birthday, madam. You guys are doing a great job.
Thank you.
Don't worry. Just be patient. It might take 2 years, 3 years, but if you know something is real, he would definitely find out that message and reply you.
And if it's not for you, it's not for you.
It's not.
Some people find it difficult to move on.
Yeah.
Because they have a picture of the husband or wife in their head. Mm. So when they see someone that fits in, they'll be like, Adaya. The spirit might not fit in. You know what I'm saying? So that's important.
Yeah. So ladies and gentlemen, we're asking you to share with us your online dating experience. It's Techie Talk, and we're talking about this particular kind of technology, which is the online dating apps, and how that it has enhanced relationship over the years. We want to know, rather, has it enhanced relationship? Do you think that people are, you know, have you tried it before and you found your loved one, you found your partner there?
Your significant other.
Or have you been on very crazy, worst dates through such platforms? Please do tell us your experience. I said I was going to share my experience there.
Yeah.
So when I was fresh out of secondary school.
Okay.
I think the period of me getting into the university. So I was on Facebook. Facebook is like the place where people find love.
Yeah.
So I was on Facebook and this guy chatted me up. I think I posted a picture and he replied, you know, the picture, sending me a message. And, you know, he's first of all started commenting on the picture. I replied him, he commented back, replied him. So we wanted to take the comment from, you know, the picture down to the inbox. So he came to my inbox and he was sending me poems. And I like words. And he was, you know, sending some very beautiful poems, you know, reading poems. And I love the messages he was sending. I was like, ah, this guy is so sweet. And then he asked for my number. And we exchanged numbers. Okay. And we were talking. And then when he called me, his voice was very cool. I was like, ah, this guy, I'm feeling this guy. Okay. I was very young, going.
Yeah, I mean.
I was very young. So anyways, we got going. He had not asked me out at the time. Okay. He had not said anything about, oh, I want us to be together. No, he just, you know, we're just vibing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he would send me poems. But I know his intention. And I don't know if I was ready to be in a relationship at the time, but I was enjoying what I was getting, you know, the attention and all of that.
Mm-hmm.
So he requested that we see. He requested that we see. And
see where? Okay, great.
And he came over. So I said, okay, fine. I gave him my address and he came over to my house. He didn't come to my house. Like, he came to the showers, you know, there's no way that you can come to my house. As who? As what? So he came around the street and I saw him. The first thing I saw, I was like, this is the guy I've been talking to. Like, is this the guy I've been talking to?
So what? The
Something
picture
just
your
changed.
Head?
I don't know. For some reason, I just lost interest. I was like, Jesus Christ. Like,
Was it the way he dressed? Was it the way he appeared? Was it the look?
I can't even tell, but something just went off immediately. Like, something just went off.
That was my prayer at work.
That was.
I think what year was this? I think I was on the altar at that time praying, Father, in the name of Jesus.
Am I right? So, yeah.
Anybody?
But yeah, anyway, that was what happened at the time. And I don't think I've ever done anything like online dating or, you know, having to chat with someone saying I love you and I reply back.
I have a list of stories. And I'll certainly share mine. I can't wait to share. Because there was a time in my life that all I wanted was just to date someone who is abroad. Yes, that was... hey, guys, hello. On this table, if you are there, can I see your hand up?
Oh, my goodness.
If you have been online looking for a wife to travel abroad before, can I see your hand up?
So you're like Michael of 99 Days Fiancé.
So all there are a lot of Africans on that place.
That's right.
On that position. And there's a bit of a history about where I come from specifically that has to do with that. Someday we'll talk about that. But trust me, I'm going to share that after we take the next set of calls.
Mm-hmm.
I had several experiences, you know, different. Some are white babes, some are Africans who are black Americans.
Oh my God, I can't
some are in
this.
Canada. Wow. We had different conversations back and forth and all that. You know, I was typing by... I didn't think I knew I could type very well in English at the time because I was feeling... So I just typed my own shot. Because, yes, I had that experience. And I'll share one particular... It's a particular one that I had that went on for a long time. And this person way older than me, even had a child. And the person just nicely told me some things that broke my heart for weeks. I mean, that helped me because that changed my mindset. I stopped doing that because this person just... You know, I was already feeling like, before long, I'll go to Canada and all that. Let me take a break and pick some calls and then we'll get to finish my own gist, my online dating experience. What's yours?
Hello.
Yeah, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Yeah, welcome.
What's up? Hi, Promise. Good to have you on the show.
What's up, Lego?
What's up?
Good morning.
Let's talk.
I'm happy birthday to you.
Thank you so much.
This is so far. Actually, it's not that I like this white people. Just as I like the color of the sunrise. You know, there are five. I see, you know, Nigeria and South Africa have this competitive champion of
Yeah.
I like the South African side, lifestyle. So I had them in Facebook. I have lots of, like, most of my friends are South African.
Okay.
So I started dating one of South African leaders. I like dating people that are older than the guys in
America. Okay.
I like older leaders. So, as we're going, this lady, she posted something like that, and
she's someone that lost her mom. So, I was interested in her because she was kind of lady I like. She was fair and so I said sorry to her that she lost her mom and blah, blah, blah. I know where I'm going to. I was interested in her, but she, before you go there, you have to show interest and care and such stuff that. So we moved on. Talk. Later, I told her that I like her. That we moved on quite deeply. She was South African. So she taught me some of the soccer planners.
Languages.
Mm-hmm. So. Many have forgotten because it's something of last.
So you had experience.
Yeah.
So how did it end? You just moved on, or you didn't move?
No. You know, distance is a problem. You know, taking someone you can't trust, distance.
All right. You're not a party to. Long distance relationship.
All right.
Thank you for sharing. Thank you for sharing your experience. At a point, I was wondering where that conversation was going.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I mean, yeah, the experience, I don't like.
Oh, hello.
What's up, to Lagos?
What's up?
Good morning, Chris.
Yeah, Prof, morning. Andrea, my sister, good morning.
Good morning.
Happy birthday to you, my
sister. Thank you so much.
I wish you long life, good health.
Amen.
You will live long. You will see your children.
Amen.
Amen.
Prof, the same goes to every one of us.
Amen.
And I give that caller you give her the Caller of the Year award.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Supported. Yes, she deserves it.
She does.
That's right.
Yeah, she's the Caller of the Year.
Mm.
Andre.
Yeah.
This month is a special month for me.
Okay.
Today, 14th of February.
No, today is April.
Today is April, sir. 14th of April.
Oh, my gosh. 14th of April, right? That is when I get married to my wife.
More talk, wow. More right after this. All right, apologies to Chris. Mustafa is on the line. Hey, good morning, Mustafa.
What's up, Lego?
What's up?
Chest alive.
Yeah,
with me.
Amoy.
Good morning, Mr. Collins, and good morning, Madam Mrs. Andrea. Take care.
Thank you.
Morning, thank you.
Morning.
Happy birthday to you, man.
Thank you so much.
Long life and prosperity.
Amen.
More money.
Amen.
More beautiful children.
Amen.
And you're always blessed.
Amen. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Anyway, I want to contribute to the show.
All right, go ahead.
Yeah, you said, have you ever fallen for a lady or a guy online?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I have an experience.
Okay.
And it's here on Nigeria Info.
Okay. Who's the boss?
Yes. There is this beautiful lady that whenever she hosts a show on Sunday morning, like that, in fact, if I hear a voice like this, that's it. Without thinking, I am contented. I'm satisfied.
Okay.
So I don't need to mention it because I know you should know.
But have you told her? Wouldn't you do? Can't you slide into the DM?
Yes, I have an opportunity to have a chat with her on WhatsApp.
Okay.
Yeah.
Don't tell us what you said. You spoil. You spoil the chances.
But anyways, I still get in touch with her up to today.
Do you want to marry her?
Of course, if I have the opportunity.
Wow.
I will.
Hey, see, some people are looking for.
Yeah, I
need to call
my wife just ask how she's feeling.
That's good.
But I look forward to meeting her in future. That'll be when I'm already almost done.
All right.
I'm doing.
Mm. Okay. Great.
Thank you very much.
Thank you
and
so
much. And every greeter.
We'll greet her. We assume and we'll greet her.
What's up?
Oh, boy.
Is it real something?
Yeah, I remember in my early days on radio, I had, babe used to come and wait too. I won't lie, no sir, they form anything. They used to come and wait. I had a night show. So, you know, imagine me doing a night show.
Hey, they're wounded.
They used to come and wait at the door. And then the security tell me you have a guest. And then I'll finish my show by midnight. And then there's a lady out there waiting. And so I could not sleep. I live around. I drove here.
I just wanted to see you. I mean, I've heard, I was listening to your show and all that. So, you know, radio is also another place where some people find love and they will just can't sleep. You know, I know a lady that told me she was, you know, doing so many things, listening to me. So I'm telling you, I'm my early days in radio.
Well done.
Don't ask me what happened afterwards. Because, I mean, there's no story apart from that, what I just told you.
It's all right. We're talking online dating.
Yes, online dating indeed.
And I would love for you to share us your experience. And we have messages already. If you want to be a part of the show, do call us 0700-993-993-993. And if you're a woman, 01465-7190. Chisom from Lekki is on the line.
Yeah, hello.
Hi.
What's up? Happy Sunday, Andrea.
Thank you so much.
Happy returns.
Amen. Thank you.
Yeah. Hi, Collins.
Hello.
Andrea would be a good politician. I have a feeling that she doesn't want to tell us what happened with that guy.
You're not serious at all.
She was from secondary school.
What's that?
Like the guy is now fine or he had a pot belly or something like that.
No.
Right?
She said it was a vibe. Was, you know, I answered.
There was just something that didn't just click.
There was lack of the click. You know,
Go ahead.
No, go ahead. I want to hear that.
Okay, so I got to realize that, you see, sometimes, right, when people could be more, you know, when it comes to them writing how they feel, they're more expressive when they're writing what they feel. Sometimes it might not be their own words. Uh-huh. But you see, when you now have a conversation with them, you now start to put, was it the same person that was writing those things
okay,
to me? I don't know if you get it. Yes, that's exactly what happened.
Bottom line, the guy Google rhymes. I'm pumped. I copied and pasted.
You get it.
Actually, I have a similar experience, but this.
Well, you now use your own time to be
asking me questions
to become the interviewer.
Oh gosh!
Anyway, we can call back. Appreciate Chisom. Betty is not waiting any longer. Betty is ready to talk to us, and is reaching us from Akoka. All the Akokites now they'll be saying, hey, what's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
What's up?
What's up,
Betty? How are we?
Good morning, lady. Happy birthday.
Thank you.
Many glorious years ahead.
Thank you so much.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so my experience with online dating.
Mm-hmm.
The way the other ladies were calling, I met my partner himself. Where's my phone? Because I'm now on the lucky side looking at it. See, on Facebook, you get people, I like you, what's up? But you realize it's not the same person that you're talking to that is actually there.
Wow.
You see that? It's a different account with different pictures. I've been on 3 dates. And I realized, like, 3 online dates, and it's not what I see. What I saw online was not what I'm seeing right now. Like, okay, I'm not seeing the person I saw online. Wow. That is on a spot belly. And why are they? Maybe he's looking younger or fairer. Looking darker. You know?
Wow.
You just realize, okay, they just came up, they just look at one nice guy picture and they posted it and felt, you'll fall for it. Later you will understand when we see physically that, okay, you will like me. Some are even married. They just want to, have second wife. I'm not just in the lucky side. The online dating.
Wow. So you would try again at all? You have...
I doubt that, except for this one now, because I want to apply for this one ministry. You see, he called his name the other time, but I didn't grab that. I've gone online and I didn't get it, so please help us beg Mr. Dipo. All of us want to apply.
All right.
Dipo, please.
Dipo, are you listening?
Now at this point.
All right, Dipo.
So, Mr. Dipo, please call it again so that we can follow.
Okay.
At Olawari. On Instagram, you see him.
Instagram or Facebook or Twitter?
On Instagram.
On Instagram.
Yeah.
Olawari, okay.
Olawari, all right. Great.
Thank you.
Well, Betty. Betty is straightforward. I love this Betty.
Oh, Betty.
I like you.
You should have told us your own tone.
Come on, is here. She's looking. When Betty says she's applying, come on, say, She said, and I looked at her, what? Maybe you're funny, I see him every day. Is it not the problem?
I want... Hello, Betty. We're waiting for you.
I love Betty. Her so much. Like, Dick,
EUJ's on the line. Sorry.
Hello.
Happy birthday.
Thank you so much.
I am saying I love you. I'll be with you to the end of time. Happy birthday to you, Andrea.
Thank you so much.
Colin, I'll be calling you and I tell you, you refuse to pick my call. I think you are jealous. Andrea, don't mind him, okay? Don't mind him. Don't mind Colin. So okay. I sent you a happy birthday message and he didn't read my message. Both on WhatsApp and Facebook.
Sorry,
so
apologies.
So how you doing?
We're great.
No problem. I'm just joking. I'm joking.
We know.
So how you doing, Andrea?
Very well, thank you.
I wish you all the good things in life in the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
May the Lord bless you. May the Lord keep you both. May the Lord continue to strengthen both of you in Jesus' name.
Amen.
All right. Have a wonderful day, okay?
Yeah, and you too. God bless you.
All right. Bye. My name is EUJ from Ikoyi.
Yes, EUJ.
Good to have you.
You didn't talk about online dating, though. But
I sent you a message. Read my WhatsApp message.
I will read your WhatsApp message.
We'll read it. Don't worry. EUJ, thank you.
All right,
calling.
Take
care. Bye. Well, Debbie's on the line. Debbie.
Hello, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
yes, online dating.
Mm-hmm. Let's talk about it.
Okay, yeah. So when I was in Unilag, I think that should be when I was in 200 level or so.
All right.
There was this guy I used to talk to on the phone, we would chat. I loved his, diction. He had this, control of English, very captivating use of the language.
Yeah.
And, his voice was as smooth as caramel.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my gosh.
It feels like you're describing someone.
Oh, my God. His voice was just so velvety and heavenly.
Wow.
So, we now met in school. Once I saw the girl, all the vibes just died.
What? What did you see?
He was not fine at all.
Chai.
No. I was like, when I saw him, the whole thing just went out of the window.
Wow.
Was bad. That hasn't. Nah, after that day like this, I'm always stop talking.
But it's the voice, but the voice was still there.
But then when I saw him, apart from being connected to you, I mean, intellectually or having, being able to relate to you,
physical
I'm also big on, physical attraction too. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm not one to say, know once you have a connection, forget looks. No, the two, I want the two.
Yeah.
I want to connect with you intellectually and I want to also be attracted to you physically.
Yeah,
so
I'm with you.
Him like this,
thanks for sharing with us, Debbie. Thank you. And she sounds so cool.
Yeah, she does.
Yeah, Debbie. Well, Val is calling us from Amuwa.
Dolphin.
If you do not know Amu, I need to visit that place. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Yes.
Chest alive.
Share the rice.
Yes, sir.
Happy birthday to you,
thank
Andrea.
Thank you.
Many more fruitful years ahead.
Amen.
Blessing. Mm. Let me just say this little thing. I don't want Collins to be jealous, okay?
But okay.
You always shine like the moon because your beauty fills the pool. Whenever I sit by the stool, I look at you because you're cool. And I believe your impact will also come so soon. You're very cool on radio, and I wish you all the best in life.
That was so sweet. I want that written in words.
Wow.
And, framed.
Wow.
Collins will be jealous.
No, I won't. I would not. I don't get jealous for things like that.
He doesn't,
Online dating.
Yeah.
I was actually looking for someone that I lost the person's contact many years. So I looked out for the name and I reached out to somebody that I thought was a relative. Okay.
Yeah.
So in the process of doing that, I started chatting up with the person, who became friends, started dating online, and in fact, till today, we are still in contact.
Wow.
By the time I met the person face to face, man, she was damn too explosive. So wow. In fact, I give God the glory. It's been favorable for me.
Yeah. Wow. That's beautiful.
Yeah.
Wow. Beautiful to know. Thank you so much. And thanks for the words.
Okay. Yeah.
And I'm not jealous, mind you. I mean,
he does a better job, you know.
Yeah, I'm not, never. I love it. You appreciate my woman, you're appreciating me. That's the truth. That's how it works. I mean, it's not a question of I should only be, no. She's a shining light to the world, not just to Colin. She's, you know, she's a home builder. She's a life giver. Yeah, she is. She is that person. You meet her, you become alive. You the best comes out of you. And I don't want to enjoy that all alone. But there are things I want to enjoy alone.
Uh-uh.
But you know,
<Of course. laughs>
there are a lot of things that I would and should enjoy alone. But when it comes to her blessings, you know, who she is, her personality, and her purpose is to make people happy. And if you feel appreciated, or you feel as you feel like appreciating her about that in words or in kind, I shouldn't be jealous of that. That's why I am who I am. And she knows that for sure.
Aww.
Indeed. And those words are actually good, beautiful words. Mm. Beautiful words.
It was rhyming.
Mm-hmm. All right, Ray, let's take another call and move on to this online dating. Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Oh, Andrea.
Yeah.
I don't know what to say, but each time I listen to you guys, you have a way of lightening up everywhere.
Aww.
Honestly, I love you.
Oh, I love you too.
Honestly.
Oh, I can feel the love.
Couple.
Thank you so much.
You are the best, honestly. Aww. I just called to wish you light.
Thank you.
The light of God.
Thank you.
Amen.
Amen.
May your path shine brighter and brighter even unto the perfect day.
Amen. Thank you.
Wow. God bless you.
God bless you too. Wow.
Have a wonderful day.
Thank you. Great. I will.
You didn't tell us your name, by the way.
I'm Franca from Alimosha.
All right, Franca. Thank you so much for calling and enjoy the rest of your day.
Thank you.
Oh, my. Aloy. Oh,
Hello. What's up, Lego?
Yes. Cheers to life.
In fact, today is not what's up, Lego. It's happy birthday to you.
Uh-huh.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday.
Wow.
Happy birthday. Happy birthday
to you.
I don't know how you guys met, but I think you are fashion from somewhere. God made it perfect.
Hmm.
And I will tell you that it will be too difficult for anything to separate you guys.
Hmm.
Because I think sometimes I tell my wife, try to listen to these two people. You know? Because I've never seen people that have something in common like this.
Yeah.
Wow.
You know? I wish you a very wonderful, happy birthday.
Wow.
And everything be your heart desire. May God perfect it. The number one thing for every woman to wish is good husband and good partner. I'm telling you, you have already gotten that.
I'm blessed. Mm-hmm.
Thank God.
Yes. Yes. Are you talking about online
dating?
Dating. Hey, my experience here. It was in my first year in school. That time there was no Facebook, not a rain. Yahoo
Messenger.
Email.
Yes.
Messenger.
Yeah.
Thank you. I made this big face. School in 8 to 10.
Okay.
I will go talking, chatting every night. I will just wait to Cyber Cafe, spending my money. My mother, the day when we met. At Obigami Estate, Enugu. She was just standing outside. She called me and said that she's outside. That time, phone was very rare now.
Mm-hmm.
I just came out, you know, dress up, you know. As I come out, I just look across the road, man. What I saw, I just took race. I ran back. I told her, where are you? She said she's there now. I said, I just told her, but I'm there. She said she's there. I came back. I just crossed the road, just passed through her, went inside, bought something, a shop there, bought something. I came out. I switched off my phone. That was the end.
Wow.
I didn't agree.
What did you see?
My brother. All the pictures and everything I saw was opposite.
Wow.
Wow.
My brother, forget you. When you come to marriage, if you are not, when you come to relationship, attraction is the number one thing. Then you look for another one, who look like this, your wife. Materially and
emotionally. Come on, be great.
Bye bye.
Thank you so much. Divine is on a Okota. It's the first time caller. He's been on the line. Hi.
Hello. What's up, Lagos? Happy birthday to you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. My name is Divine. I'm calling from Okota.
Okay, good to have you, Divine.
Thank you. I've had experiences of online dating, like guys sending me messages, I want your number, okay, here's my number, call me, and I never responded. Hmm. But fortunately, I met my husband on Facebook.
Wow.
He was among those that sent me a message, and his message was a bit long. He was like, I just saw your picture, I like you, we have the same surname, can we be friends? And I'm like, who is this one? Because we have the same surname, what's that?
Okay.
I didn't respond to his message for like 6 months. I just didn't know what happened. One day like that, I'm like, let me even reply to this guy. Unfortunately enough, both of us live in Lagos, so we just met up. And from there, that was just it. We've been married for 6 years now.
Wow, 6 good years.
Yes.
Beautiful. Beautiful.
Have a wonderful day, you guys.
Wow.
Thank you for sharing.
Wow.
You're welcome. Bye.
So, great. Man, divine.
That means it turned out good for her. I mean,
even though she was running away.
Yeah, it looks like a lot of, I mean, from the calls we've had, it's just a few people who said
stories.
That it's not, you know, it's not working for them.
Mm-hmm.
This message here says, it's from Derry from Aja. He says, I approach ladies physically now. Like on Monday, I met a girl in the bank. Online is not my thing because I have bad experience there. From Yahoo Messenger to Facebook to Tinder to Skype, I have done it all. But now I just want to stick to what I see and not digital.
All right, Oluwaseun is calling from Ijebu Odi or Ijebu Igbo. I don't know which of the Ijebus. Hey, what?
I don't say
that's right. Man, I feel like playing Tumba today, I swear.
You want to sing and go?
No. Let's talk, because you've been in line.
Andrea, happy birthday to
Thank
you.
Thank you so much.
I pray the Lord grant you good health and wealth in the name of the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
The Lord begin to strengthen you more and more in the name of the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
It's nice to hear from you. You know, Collins, I've not been able to call these days. I'm
in
school and things has been, you know, class and every other thing.
Yeah.
So thank God, I just planned that today is Andrea's birthday and
you
I have
to
make sure and send my own message to her.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Just
it's well appreciated.
Everyone.
All right.
Thank you so much,
Oluwaseun. Enjoy your stay in Jebu. Well, let's go back to the messages here.
That's right. What's up, Lagos? Happy birthday, our generation home builder. I love you, Andrea. Boss, no vex. And he says, online dating. I met this lady online and we both fell in love.
Mm-hmm.
I proposed and she said yes. And later she broke my heart.
Wow.
Until now she is single. So am I. I can't try it again. It took my 9 years to come out of that mess she put me into. Wow.
Why did she say no, though? And she's still single.
Wait. Let me read the message again. I met this lady online and we both fell in love. I proposed and she said yes. And later she broke my heart. Till now she is single, so am I. I don't know. How long did you guys date before you proposed to her? And maybe the period of her, him dating was that 9 years he said, you know,
wow.
I don't know. But how long did you guys date? And the online back and forth you guys were having and before you saw physically and before you said, you know, you proposed to her.
He broke your heart. How? Did she cheat? Was it a cheating situation? What exactly?
That's right. That's true.
That's another question.
Was it a cheating situation?
Yeah. Izu Chuku is on the line.
Hello.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
What's up, Lagos?
What's up?
Yeah, Happy birthday, Andrea.
Thank you so much.
Wow, it's good to talk to you again. And take a little bit, so you don't you just did by the side.
Yeah, and Andrea. That's fine. That's okay.
It is well. Okay, just have a little story to share. You know, your topic today reminded me of those days. No, I did Yahoo too. Oh. Yahoo Messenger, not Yahoo, Yahoo Messenger.
Uh-huh. That's where Yahoo started from.
Mm-hmm. No, Yahoo was quite different. So,
I know it, of course.
So we chatted after some time. We met at the beach. That was long time ago. And everything, my camera, the picture was snapped and everything fell inside water. And that's where that one went. The second one, you know, I got out of university very young. I was traveling in the north.
Okay.
So I had a missed call. From there, you know, before you know it, went to go. And we dated like 3 years. I didn't see her. I came back to Lagos. She was in Delta. At the time, she lost my contact. I think that's why we broke up. Okay. And later, she later connected back. She was depressed, about to commit suicide. Is her twin sister that now called me. Said that I can be able that when we were dating, she was very happy that she can't say what is the problem. So I started talking to her. I encouraged her. I started talking. We became friends, not that we were dating anymore.
Yeah.
But we became friends.
Mm-hmm.
And I was able to encourage her. In fact, I had to school her overnight before she did her jump. She got admission. She went to university. She came out. She's married now.
Wow.
You know, we will forever be friends.
Wow.
Because of that moment.
From so, online dating. Wow.
Yes, I coached her. She did how got her papers complete, went to university, graduated, married.
Wow.
She had a baby. And I also got married, you know, live, but you know, because of the things we shared during that painful time, she was almost like 2 years she was trying to commit suicide every now and then.
Great.
Made us to
reconnect.
When I remember this, I just say, not every online story that usually will lead to marriage or heartbreak.
That's right.
Yeah, that's
but
right.
This one was a nice one.
Good friendship. That's right. Thank you so much. Appreciate you, Izuchukwu. We're going to break. It looks, the show's over when I play. Oh, boy. We're going to break and come back and wrap up the show. Stay tuned.